Comfort Marine.
Hey, it's Joel.
Who's calling?
It's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
From where?
From Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Oh, is this Joel I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Joel. Yeah, the reason I call here is I was just actually looking to follow up on a couple offers we sent out. You guys had done some capital a couple years back, some working capital there. Sound familiar?
Well, no, actually, I'm fine with it right now. I don't need to borrow anything, and I'm not really interested in opening any loans up. So.
Okay, no worries. But I did just want to have you here. Want to let you know that you had a pretty good relationship with your lender there. When you did take out that capital, I know you might not be looking right now, and that's perfectly fine. But just so you know, we did have you pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital. And just,
okay.
What was that?
I was going to say, what company? What company is it? Direct?
No, not Direct. We worked with Direct before, but no, we're Bank of Cardiff. We're over here in San Diego, California.
Right.
Basically, you know, we do a lot of unsecured funding for Direct, so know them quite well. Is that who you did your capital through?
Well, yeah, at some point in time, yeah. But right now, I don't need to borrow anything. I'm just fine just the way things are.
No worries. You guys sound like you've been staying pretty busy then, huh?
Yeah, we have.
Nice. Is that typically head into the holiday season as well over there? Or you see a slowdown there?
Well, no, that's not it at all. It's actually just the opposite. We had a really good summer, an unusually busy summer, and then this is where the season picks up now because I'm in the marine field, and all the boats come back to South Florida in the fall and winter and springtime, and then they depart again for the summer, and that's usually when it's the slowest.
Oh, right on.
So we try and stay busy the whole year round. That's the whole point.
Okay, so you do a little you do the refrigeration stuff for that side, and then you also build single family homes too, though, right?
No, I have nothing to do with homes. No,
oh, you don't.
This is strictly marine market. No.
Oh, you're strictly marine. Okay, so you're basically, what all does that entail then on that end, the marine side? I'm pretty sure dealing with getting everything up to date. Do you actually do the work yourself, or are you just selling products?
No. I have no. We're in sales, service, installation of marine air conditioning, refrigeration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So how long does, when you guys take on a new job, how long does it really take to go through the whole process doing that whole refrigeration system?
Well, depends on, sometimes it can go, a couple days, or it could drag on for, depending on how big the boat is and how much the refit is, it could go on for a year.
Oh,
you know,
wow, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every day, but, the job could start and then stop, wait for somebody else to finish, and then go move in and put more equipment in, so it's all relative. But usually on a big job, we're there for about a month sometimes.
Oh, okay, so nice. And you guys, do you typically just do one job at a time then, or do you kind of try to juggle a few?
Multiple jobs. Oh, it has to be multiple jobs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys got a pretty big team then, probably, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys here. Yeah.
Oh, right on. And did you start it yourself?
Yeah, I started it in 1979. That's correct.
Oh, awesome. So, were you sorry asking all these questions here, just trying to get a better feel for what you guys do over there and whatnot. So, pretty interested, actually. I haven't dealt with this kind of industry before. Just to be honest with you there, and
yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I can tell you kind of get some interest. Yeah,
That's. That's pretty awesome. I've actually, I worked in construction for a couple summers through a family friend, and we were doing the HVAC just in buildings and stuff. So I kind of see there might be a little similarities there, give and take, of course. But that stuff really interests me. It's a pretty long process, it seems. We built this, did the whole air intake and everything, and air conditioning system for a high school one year, and
oh yeah, I'm sure that was a big job. Oh yeah, that's really, yeah.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah, we we're dealing with so we did it in the gymnasium too, and part of it, and we had to deal with the big 30-inch ducts and those things, hanging those, and putting all the mounts through the concrete and the roof, and it was a process. I'll tell you, it took
Sure.
You know, we were working 12-hour days, having to get up, beat the heat, get up on the roof and whatnot. And yeah, it was pretty nice experience. I'll tell you, it was a prevailing wage job, so was able to make a little bit of money, which was nice as well.
That's important.
Yeah, how does your jobs work on the payment plan? Do they kind of give you a little bit money throughout, or you kind of get it all at once, or?
Well, we do it proportional. You know, you get a certain percentage when you start. Depending on how big the job is, sometimes you get it. You get another 25 if you get to this stage, and then you get the final payment upon completion. So you don't want to get behind for obvious reasons. So you don't want to get stuck, and not that it happens very often, but it does. And then we stand behind the product. I don't want to sell junk. I don't want to service any junk. We want people to be happy for years on end. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's a pretty good attribute to, play into your business too. I'm sure your customers are happy with your work, and that's why they end up coming back to you there, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll get to work at it. There is competition, but that's what makes the free enterprise system work. You can't have it all, and I don't want it all. I mean, everybody's happy and comfortable, and I'm not going to be the next Bill Gates or one of those top guys. It's not going to happen, and I never. That's not what the field I'm in. I'm going to make that kind of dough anyway.
Yeah, but it seems like you're making a nice living for yourself from what I've heard so far. You're able to work hard. You built yourself a business from the ground up. I mean, to some people, to me personally, my parents are small business owners as well. And at the end of the day, it's really about what you put into it, you get out of it. I mean, some people, just building that whole, their entire business is, they seem just as valuable as, the Bill Gateses and those kind of people out there. So, I mean, it's really give and take. It seems like I know my parents have been, working hard all their lives, and now they're getting a little bit older and trying to pass it down to their kids. And that's always nice too, kind of keeping the family. And it's just, I think it really installs, a lot of good values in kids too, growing up in a business family too. You kind of see the ins and outs of the way things work. And I don't know, it's really, a lot of people take it for granted, I'll tell you, but it's something else to be able to create, your entire living, basically. I mean, this is what you do every day when you wake up, and it pays the bills, puts a roof over your family's head. So that's a nice feeling to have, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, listen, it was nice chatting with you, but I got to run along. I've got a deadline to meet on some, estimates, so I've got to move along here. So thanks for calling, and we'll maybe in the future we'll talk, okay?
Definitely. You think I might be able to shoot you a quick email so you can keep me on file there?
Sure. Be my guest.
All right. What's a good one for you?
Send it to Cool Running, and I'll spell it. It's C, three O's L, Running with no G, @ MSN.com.
MSN.com. Alrighty, Joe. Well, awesome. We're good for new and used equipment over here, and we could do unsecured cash for you. Real quick process. Anything ever pops up, you'll have my info. If not, I'll be in touch. Probably give you a call maybe a couple months from now, around the same time, just to check in, see if anything pops up I might be able to help you out with.
Alright, thanks a lot.
Alright, Joe. Have a good one.
Goodbye.